Benson, I'd also love to congratulate you on receiving a big award. Can you tell us more about this?
Yes, thank you. It's called the Undergraduate Award. It's an international award based in Ireland, where upper year students can submit their best papers and possibly get nominated for various awards. I received two highly commended entrance awards for politics and international society and for anthropology and cultural studies. So I submitted three essays, and two of them received a highly commended entrance award in politics and international society, and the second one in anthropology and cultural studies. So with that, my university is sponsoring me to go to Ireland to receive this award, these awards, and attend the conference surrounding the award for award fellow nominees and the global winners of that award.
I'm really excited for you, and again, I want to congratulate you on receiving both of these awards. That's a huge accomplishment. That's a huge achievement. I'm really proud of you, and you must be excited about going to Ireland, but you have to come back. We'll all miss you in the office, so we'll be expecting you to be back in the office in a week or so.
Yeah.
Perfect. Can you also tell us more about your experience fundraising for a nonprofit organization known as Borderless?
Yes. Borderless is a relatively new nonprofit fundraising organization at the University of Toronto that focuses on fundraising for underreported refugee and internally displaced persons crises. I was actually one of the founding executives for this group. My good friend Lisa thought of the idea to fundraise for refugees from Eastern Ukraine 2 years ago. And with that passion, she set up this organization. And in this organization, I was the academic branch director. So I was responsible for creating newsletters for events. And I also helped create a staff writers unit where my staff writers would write different articles every week on the issue on the refugee crises that we were covering that year. So in the first year we covered the refugees from the war in Eastern Ukraine, and last year we covered the various minorities in Burma/Myanmar. This year, I believe the group is doing the war in Colombia. So even though I'm no longer a part of this group, I really enjoyed my time helping fundraise for a very good cause. And if you're from the University of Toronto, I highly encourage you to check it out.
Great. Thank you so much, Benson. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
For those tuning into this interview today, can you also discuss your experience serving as a member of the Model UN community?
Model UN is a really fun and great experience that I got to do in high school and university. I think that Model UN as an activity, whether you're on the delegate side or whether you're running a conference, is a very well-rounded kind of activity. It trains you in all aspects. So if you're a delegate, it trains you to research topics. It trains you to put yourself in the shoes of other countries or important policymakers and look at issues from their perspective. It trains you to debate and argue in favor of your perspective. But more importantly, and I don't think a lot of Model UN people think about this, is that it trains you in people skills. Because as a delegate, you're going to have to cobble together coalitions of different delegates to write a resolution on each issue that your committee is talking about, and you're going to have to pass it. So that requires a lot of interpersonal skills. On the staffing side, which this was the area that I excelled in, I enjoyed running committees for conferences, and again, I'm very fortunate to have gone to U of T, where there are like three conferences for high school and university students in the academic year, and sometimes I staffed in all three of them. So by staffing, I think you learn a lot of skills involving like event planning and team management and research. And you also get the personal satisfaction of making other people's lives, you know, happier by running a good committee and giving other delegates like the opportunity to enjoy themselves, to engage with the research and engage with other people. And I find this facilitating this opportunity to be a very personally rewarding experience.
And now, Benson, for all of our listeners tuning in today, what is the best way for our listeners to get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Project A119. That's PROJEKT underscore A119.
Perfect. Yeah. Benson, I want to again thank you for doing this interview. I've really enjoyed working with you over the past few months, and I certainly look forward to working with you and collaborating with you on more upcoming projects as time progresses. Are there any final words that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
If you're listening to this program, I think you're already taking the right step in trying to engage with the issues around us, around the world. So that said, keep doing this, keep learning about world issues, get involved, and you know, I wish you all the best in that endeavor.
Perfect. And for all of you guys tuning in, I also want to mention that Benson will be doing a few interviews down the road. So I encourage all of you to tune in to Benson's podcast, and some of Benson's interviews will be conducted within the next few months or so. So definitely check that out. Benson, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.